All right, welcome back to the KNBR pregame show. My guest today writes for the San Francisco Chronicle. This year, as she's the Giants beat writer, she was an outstanding writer with the Oakland A's, and I still think she's one of the special ones we have in Northern California. You can read her work also on Twitter, at Susan Slusher. What's welcome in, Susan? How are you doing this morning, Susan?
I'm great, Bill. How are you doing? What a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure, and it's great always listening to you, and you do a fabulous job on KNBR throughout the week, giving us a lot of updates. You know, today they released Yastrzemski, Crawford, and Posey as the second-round All-Star selections. Can you explain to me, as well as the fans, what this means and where can we vote? Do we get to vote? I mean, I'm kind of confused.
Yeah, you know, it's at MLB.com. So you can go online and you can vote. I think it's just the kind of winnowing things down a little bit from the first round. I think this is the first year they've done it this way. Ultimately, we know that the selections are actually really in the hands of Major League Baseball when it comes down to it. Even the managers don't really have much say. In fact, we were asking Gabe Kapler before the game, you know, what about Tyler Rogers? He seems like a very good All-Star candidate at this point. Might you make a text? And he was kind of like, yeah, I mean, I don't even really know who you text now. Like, you know, is it Davey? I don't know. Like, who do we text? So, you know, I'd go straight to Rob Manfred. but yeah, no, every little bit counts. So if fans want to go to MLB.com and vote for their favorite Giants or any of their other favorite players, do it and do it often.
Well, you wrote another fabulous piece covering the game yesterday. And one of the things you said was the umpires asked Alex Wood if they could check him as he came off the mound. And I guess Alex Wood said, did you see the wild pitch I just threw? And yeah. I guess they got a chuckle out of the umpires. But I wanted to ask you, it started on Monday. Do we know if any pitchers have been caught with any substance?
Not to our knowledge. I don't know if that 100% means nobody has. Certainly nobody's been ejected from any games. They collect baseballs too here and there. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happens to those. Do they get examined? How do they get examined? Can they, if there's something weird with a baseball, how do they know who put whatever substance on it? You know, it could have been a catcher. It could have been a position player. Chain of command kind of issues with balls that potentially are problematic. So I think a lot of this is more, window dressing is maybe not quite the right word, but I think a lot of it is more just to show that they're serious about it and to be a deterrent as much as anything. I'm not 100% sure we're going to see many, if any, actual ejections or suspensions, unless something's really obvious. You know, if they pull right. a guy aside and sure he's got globs of, you know, stuff all over his gloves, that maybe that's pretty. But anybody that's doing that is insanely stupid right now.
Susan Slusher joining me on the KNBR pregame show. In your article, Kirk Cuccielli on the postgame show said, we're just rolling right now. It feels really good. I mean, when you watch this guy yesterday strike out four times and come up with the game winner at first base, there wasn't too many fans, I guess, would be chanting, Cuccielli, Cuccielli. They were hollering, don't strike out, don't strike out. And I just loved his reaction when he won the game, the hugs and the emotion. Tell me what he was on the postgame show.
Yeah, you know, Kurt, I felt for this guy because, first of all, he's a terrific guy. And we know what he's been doing behind the plate. And, Bill, you know it. A backup catcher's job is almost primarily catching. You know, that's what people care about. Teams really don't care that much if they're not really contributing offensively. But, of course, he wanted to do more than what he was doing. He knew he wasn't right with that hand after the hamate surgery. It just never felt quite right. Gripping the bat was a little bit of an issue. And, you know, at some point, it starts to get embarrassing for a player who knows that they have more. He gets that little break on the IL, and that has to have been one of the most astute moves to give him that break because he's been a new guy. He's hitting almost 400 since then. But yesterday, you know, he never catches back-to-back games. He catches the night game. Then he gets another night game, and it's extra innings. He clearly was tired. His back was stiff. He's grinding it out anyway. And he strikes out four times. So you're thinking like, ah, oh, geez, it's going to be fifth strikeout and another Mike Tauchman thing. This poor guy, I absolutely hate to see guys struggle like this. We all do. Any team, that's a brutal night at the office. And then he comes through kind of like Tauchman did earlier in the week with that three-run home run. So, like Kapler said, a lot of grit and determination in that at-bat, not feeling his best, catching extra innings, playing the night before when he never plays two in a row. That was just outstanding work and a terrific guy to boot. And I think we heard all of that in his post-game comments.
Well, in the 10th inning yesterday, Steven Duggar came up to the plate with one out, runner on second base, and a statistic came up on the score. It said Duggar, runners in scoring position, 10 for 23, batting .435. And I scratched my head. I said, God, has he really been up that many times in runners in scoring position? And he's been outstanding, and sure enough, like two pitches later, he hits another base hit up the middle. Tell me what you think about him in clutch situations.
Yeah, terrific. Clearly the focus is there. You know, he's just a good player. I think he is very underrated on most teams. I think he would be an everyday guy. Obviously, the Giants are using him more in a little bit of a mix-and-match situation. But he is becoming ever more valuable. So many of these guys that I think we initially saw as maybe sort of bench guys or bit guys or depth players have come through in big moments. You know, we're seeing that across the board. That's one of the reasons this looks like a really special Giants team. Hey, it's still pretty early, right? We're not quite to the end of June, but they're the first team to 50 wins, and it's guys like Duggar and Lamont Wade, now Casale. You know, guys, you know, you expect the bigger name guys to come through, although I think at the beginning of the season there were a lot of question marks. Oh, these old guys, they're probably on their last legs, and they carried the team early on. Now it's these other guys that are coming through, and it's these kind of things that really potentially make for a special, special season.
Susan Slusher, a couple more questions. Sammy Long on the Hill today. Of course, he threw in Texas with a large crowd, but it's going to be a little different at home with those Giant fans there. Is the excitement going to get him nervous? How is he going to deal with this in the first inning?
You know what? Just having talked to him a few times now, I think he thrives on stuff like this. You know, he is your classic kind of big personality left-hander. I think he's got a little flair to him. He's going to have a big crowd of his own. You know, we've seen here in home games that Sacramento comes out for Sammy Long, and they are loud. They're fun. They stand almost the whole time. If he's on the mound, they're standing. If he's at the plate, they're standing. I absolutely love his rooting section. So they're going to make themselves heard even with a huge crowd. But I think he will rise to the occasion. And he grew up going to games at both parks. Giants fan, but, you know, like a lot of people, he went to more A's games because he could afford them. Loved Barry Zito, as you could probably guess, left-hander with a curveball. Of course, you got to love Barry Zito, who played for both teams. So I think he, more than a lot of other players who are playing maybe in their first favorite series, is really relishing it. And I think he's going to I think this is something that will he's already highly motivated and focused, but I think he's going to be at his very, very best.
Well, after tonight's game, or today's game, they go down to L.A. Anthony DeSclafani versus Trevor Bauer on Monday. Kevin Gausman versus Walker Buehler on Tuesday. Tell me your thoughts as we're ready to go into L.A. for two.
Yeah, those are good matchups. You know, the good thing for the Giants is they've played well on the road after that initial, you know, the first East Coast road trip did not go well. They've turned things around on the road. They've played the Dodgers well. They've played the Padres well. Those are two terrific pitching matches. I don't think I have to spell that out for anybody. The Giants are also kind of building a nice little lead here in the division. I'm sure the Dodgers do not enjoy that at all. I don't think they're going to be quiet. Certainly nobody's taking the Giants lightly at all anymore. I was just asking Bob Melvin about if he was surprised, you know, with the Giants, because not a lot of people saw them being in first place at the end of June, not with this division. And he said, you know, that they do all these things right. They've got a lot of talent. They've got, you know, the way they're pitching and the moves that the front office has made. You know, maybe they're surprising some people, but they're not surprising opponents anymore, for sure. So I think a good series, certainly not make or break, you know, this time of the season with the team with a decent lead, but always fun to play the Dodgers. And, hey, let's get the focus back more on the Dodgers-Giants rivalry. Why does everybody keep talking about the, you know, national media keeps going Padres-Dodgers, Padres-Dodgers. What team is in first place in the NL West exactly? Come on, people.
Well, final comments. It's hard to sweep a team. You've covered both sides of the bay. It's going to be tough to beat the A's today. I think the Giants got a little momentum from last night. Your final thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. When you, you know, first walk-off win of the season, that's got to give you some momentum. Now, long game and a day game the next day, that's never fun. But Buster Posey's back in the lineup. You know, I think he would like to contribute in this series, and I suspect that he will.
Susan Slusser, thank you so much for your time. Looking forward to reading your stuff as the week progresses, and have a great day.
Fantastic. Thanks, Bill. A lot of fun.
All right. That was Susan Slusher. Coming up next, Marty Lurie's going up in a booth with the Hall of Famer John Miller right here on KNBR, the sports leader.